The mysterious outbreak in Cambodia drew international attention because of long-standing fears of how devastating and deadly new diseases can be. The cases involved children between the ages of 3 months and 11 years, with most under 3 years old. Out of 59 cases, 52 died, even though earlier reports put the number higher. Tariq Jasarevich is the spokesman for the World Health Organization, which was called in on July 1st to work with the Cambodian Health Ministry.
The key findings in the investigation obtained from laboratory results showed that a significant proportion of the samples tested positive for enterovirus 71, or as we call it, EV71, which causes hand, foot and mouth disease.
Hand, foot, and mouth disease gets its name from the blister-like sores that cover those parts of the body. It is spread through direct contact with the mucus, saliva, or feces of an infected person. It's a common childhood disease in parts of Asia. Vietnam had more than 100 children die last year, but this is the first diagnosis in Cambodia.
We are still looking into why with such a high fatality rate, whether there were some other reasons, whether there was a combination of different pathogens. But yes, it's true that out of 59 cases that fit the case definition, 52 died. So it's a very high fatality ratio.
There is no vaccine or specific treatment to protect against the viruses that cause hand, foot, and mouth disease. The most common form is the Coxsackie virus, A16, from which patients normally recover. However, when the illness is caused by the enterovirus, or EV71, there are several severe respiratory complications and death is likely.
We don't know whether it's over or there will be more patients. I think what is really important that there are some findings that we know that majority of the cases that have been tested, basically we tested 15 cases because other patients died and we could not test for them. And out of 15 cases, 10 of them tested positive for EV71.
WHO says their investigation is likely to wrap up in a few days. Meanwhile, the agency is working with Cambodian authorities to let residents know that the best protection against the virus is better hygiene. Julie Walker, United Nations.